The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Irish athletes are in Paris for the 2024 Games, which begin actually today, but the opening ceremony will be on Friday on the Seine. Irish athletes, some of them will be well placed to compete for medals. So we're going to look ahead with Kevin Byrne, boxing sub-editor with the Irish Sun. Cathal Dennehy is a freelance sports journalist, and Kieran McCarthy, sports editor at the Southern Star. You're all very welcome. Cathal, we'll go to you first because I know you're in Paris. What's it looking like over there?
It's good. I mean, from the moment you arrive at the airport, the volunteers couldn't be friendlier and more helpful to get you there. And there's a great buzz around the city. There's plenty Olympic, I suppose, promotional material around the streets. And everything seems to be running pretty well from what I can see. The weather is good. It's sunny, bit of clouds, but not too hot. So, yeah, I think no complaints so far.
OK, and we will be in action this afternoon.
Yeah, so rugby sevens, I suppose this is day minus two, I suppose, with day zero, the Olympic ceremony being on Friday night and then the games officially getting underway, I suppose, on Saturday. But the rugby sevens and the soccer are already underway today. They'll be getting underway this afternoon and Ireland will be in action this afternoon. They have two pool games in rugby sevens. The first of them will be at 4:30 Irish time against South Africa, and then they'll be playing Japan later on. Ireland will very much be favoured to win. Well, certainly the Japan game. South Africa should present a stiffer challenge. Obviously, there's a bit of Irish rugby trauma in the side of France when it comes to that as well. But, you know, I think Ireland will certainly be favoured to beat South Africa, but it could be a very close game. And then they'll have their third pool game against New Zealand. That would be a much tougher one tomorrow afternoon. The result of that, they want to be top two out of four in that group. That will get them into the quarterfinal. Obviously, they'll want to top the group to have an easier draw in that quarterfinal, which will follow on tomorrow night. And then semi-finals and finals at the Stade de France on Saturday.
OK, and the rules of rugby sevens, for those who are not familiar and they're used to the 15-person game, it's a rather faster game and much more free-flowing.
Yeah, faster in every sense. Speed is a precious commodity in this setting. Ireland has plenty of it as well, Jordan Conroy. Yeah, it's a much shorter game as well, so it's faster in that sense as well. Instead of the two halves of 40 minutes, two halves of just 7 minutes, which is why you have those multiple games within the same day. So, yeah, it's lightning quick, and that kind of increases the chances of an upset, I suppose, you know, because if you get a try on the board, it's much easier to kind of hang on to that lead. So, you know, Ireland, they're about fifth favourites with the bookies for this, but they do have a realistic medal chance, and it may depend on topping that group and getting the right draw and getting some luck as well. But they've beaten, at some point in the last year or two, they've beaten every one of the contenders for the men's rugby sevens. So, you know, there could be very little in it. It could be anywhere from gold to, you know, eighth place.
All right. I'll come back to you on athletics in a moment or two, Cathal. But I want to talk boxing first with Kevin Byrne. Kevin, you know, historically we've performed well in boxing. How's it looking for both the men and the women this year?
Hi, Pat. Yeah, historically, it's gone very well for the boxing team. 18 medals with 17 different medal winners. A fantastic team of 10 have been sent to this particular Olympic Games. It's the largest team Ireland will have sent to an Olympic Games since the qualification era began back in 1992. There's a good mix of experience and youth on this team. So you've got people returning as two-time Olympians like Kelly Harrington, Aidan Walsh, medalist both in Tokyo, Aoife O'Rourke and Michaela Walsh. And it's always a good omen for someone returning to a second Olympic Games, because you look back at some of our, like Michael Carruth won a gold on his second appearance at the Olympics at the same day. Wayne McCullough at his second Olympic Games got to the final. And in 2012, Jonjo Nevin got to the final on his second Games as well. So it's always a good sign when boxers return for a second go at it.
I mean, part of it is being used to the whole hoopla surrounding an Olympic Games. And there is a benefit if people qualify, even though they may have no chance in whatever discipline they're competing, no chance of a medal, to be there to see how the whole thing works. The second time they go, they've got experience.
Absolutely. And I suppose that the last Olympic Games was an oddity, really, in Tokyo during the pandemic. But, you know, having the four boxers there who have been there, done that, will certainly assist the six newcomers, because there is a nice mix of, you know, experienced fighters and more greenhorn boxers in this squad. So,
and most likely to succeed. What say you?
It's difficult to pick, and I suppose it's based on tomorrow's draw, really. Like, I mean, last time in Tokyo, Aidan Walsh probably received possibly a favourable draw and got all the way to the semi-finals, had a bronze medal secured, and was, you know, had a good chance of making it to the final, but he got an injury. And then Kurt Walker got a horrendous draw last time, possibly Ireland's best male performer in Tokyo, had to beat, you know, killers along the way, and then was ousted in the quarterfinals. I'm thinking potential medalists, I think we could have three or four here in boxing, all going well for them. You'd be looking at the likes of, you know, Kelly Harrington, Aoife O'Rourke, Aidan Walsh would have a great chance of getting on the podium, and then plus one or two from among the new pack. And that one's difficult to tell. They've all got the quality to get there, Pat. I would think maybe Jude Gallagher, Dana Morehouse, but Gráinne Walsh has been appointed a co-leader of the team. And there's one interesting thing as well. The last boxers, the last cohort of boxers to qualify for this game via the final tournament in Bangkok, they're going in quite battle-hardened as well. So you've got like Jude Gallagher this year, Aidan Walsh, Gráinne Walsh, Jenny Lahan, Dana Morehouse have all qualified this year via difficult tournaments to get through. So they're going in really ready for action. So I'd be looking at between three and five medals, I would optimistically.
Okay, that's very good news, good prospects, and it'll keep us interested right up until the finals in all of these weights. Now, I want to talk about the rowing factory that is Skibbereen. Kieran McCarthy, sports editor of the Southern Star. We're sending a pretty enormous rowing team for us, aren't we?
Yeah, greetings from West Cork, Pat. Yeah, it's a record size of an Irish rowing team heading over to Paris. So 7 boats, 16 rowers, which is the largest we've ever sent over. So there's plenty of medal hopes there, touch wood, over the next couple of days. The rowing action kicks off on Saturday and it runs through until Friday week. So I think we'll all be glued to our screens to see how those 7 boats fare. And like you mentioned there, Skibbereen has been flying the flag for Irish rowing for the last number of Olympics. If you think back to 2016, it was when Paul O'Donovan and Gary won Ireland's first ever Olympic rowing medal when they took silver. And then back in Tokyo, Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy, two other Skibbereen rowers, won Ireland's first ever gold Olympic rowing medal. And it's Paul and Fintan are going in the Irishman's lightweight double again in Paris. And they'll carry a lot of hopes. There's big expectation, Pat, that the two Skibbereen boys will be on the podium again on Friday week.
And for Paul O'Donovan, that would be medals, if he were to succeed, medals at 3 Olympics in a row, which would be phenomenal.
Yeah, if Paul medals at this Olympics, he'd become the first Irish athlete ever to win medals at 3 different Olympics. You have to go back to Pat O'Callaghan in 1928 and 1932. He won medals in the men's hammer, and then you had Paddy Barnes in boxing, won in Beijing and London. He won bronze medals in both. But if Paul can get a medal in Paris, he'll become the first Irish athlete ever, like I said, to win 3 Olympic medals at 3 different games. And it'll lift him to the next level, because spoken before that Paul is a generational athlete. He's the greatest rower Ireland has ever produced. He's in the conversation, and it's so subjective, as one of Ireland's greatest ever sports people. But if he can medal again at this Olympics, it just takes him to another level again. He'll be the first Irish sports person ever to have achieved this feat.
Now, looking at the rest of the contestants, who else would you figure might have a chance of a medal?
And like I said, a strong team got out there. The women's pair of Afik Kyo and Fiona Murtagh, they're ones to watch. They finished fourth at the Worlds last year. They've done quite well at the World Cup regattas this year. And if we think back to the Tokyo Olympics, the Irish women's four won a bronze medal there. And that was a very significant medal too for Irish rowing, because they were the first ever Irish women to win a rowing medal. And Afik and Fiona were on that boat. So they know all about the Olympics. They know all about the trappings. They know what an Olympic entails. And they could go quite well in the women's pair. And the Irish women's four, which medalled back in Tokyo, there's new people in that boat. We have Emily Hegarty, again from Skibbereen, and Emer Lamb, who won medals in Tokyo. They're still in that boat, and they're joined by Natalie Long and Imogen Magner. They've come through the Last Chance Saloon qualification regatta in Lucerne a few months back, and it's exactly the same route the women's four took ahead of Tokyo. And they took that momentum into Tokyo and they won a bronze medal. So I'd have high hopes for the Irish women's four that they'll at least get to the final and put themselves into the medals race. And then we're looking at the men's double scull of Philip Doyle and Darragh Lynch is one to watch. And also there's the lightweight women's double scull of Aoife Casey, again from Skibbereen, and Margaret Crimmin. They're one to keep an eye on, Pat, because they were kind of boaters from the pack when they got to the Tokyo Olympics 3 years ago. They were only 22 years old each and they finished 8 overall. And they won a world bronze medal 2 years ago. So they're 3 years older, 3 years wiser, they're better rowers. So they'll be looking to get to the final on Friday week as well and put themselves in the shake-up for a medal.
All right, Kieran, thank you for that. Cathal Dennehy, back to you. People who never watch athletics from one end of the year to the other, when it comes to the Olympics, we're glued to it.
Yeah, I mean, it is, I suppose, still take centre stage, and this will be a great addition, you know, from the likes of Jakob Ingebrigtsen against Josh Kerr in the 1500 metres to Kerry Richardson taking on the Jamaicans in the 100 metres. There's a lot of blockbuster events on the track, but I suppose what makes this a bit different for the first time in a long time is that Ireland should have contenders in finals, particularly two in particular, you know, or three in particular in terms of the mixed 4x400 metre final, the women's 1500 metre final, and of course the women's 400 metre final. And just looking at the chances, I mean, there are, I think, two realistic live chances of a medal. If Rashida Adeleke shows up for the mixed relay, which is at the start of the program, that's not a given by any means. But if she does, I don't think she'll run the heats, but Ireland is good enough to get through those heats. That's on Friday week and into Saturday week's final. And if she's drafted in for the final, they'll certainly be in contention. The USA, Britain and the Netherlands look kind of the big three that Ireland could be in the mix with there. But at full strength, they're capable of a bronze medal there. But that will be dependent on Rashida being added to that team, because she may want to save herself for the individual. We'll find out that in the coming days. And then in terms of the individual 400 metres, obviously Rashida Adeleke is a big contender there. But it should be worth noting that she is an underdog currently for a medal. You know, the bookies make her fourth favourites. She's the fourth quickest in that field this year. However, the distance is not that much that she needs to make up. A Jamaican came out, Nikisha Price, the NCAA champion, absolutely smashed a massive time in London last weekend. That really
I found that time and her improvement quite remarkable. I just hope there's nothing underhand at work there.
Yeah, you always hope. Drug testing in the NCAA system is pretty poor. It's not WADA compliant, so you never know. But she'll certainly be on the radar now, that's for sure. But she made a giant step forward and became gold medal favourite. Now, I think a lot of people, when Nikisha Price ran sub 49 seconds at the NCAA Championships about 6 weeks ago, thought, look, we've seen this before. By the time it gets to the Championships in August, 8 weeks on, NCAA athletes tend to be running on fumes. That was the case for Rashida last year. Budapest was just a step too far, but it looks like Nikisha Price is still stronger than ever. So her, Marilady Paulino, and the European champion, Natalia Kazmak, they're going to be three very hard nuts to crack, really, for Rashida Adeleke. But I've no doubt that Rashida Adeleke is capable of running 48 seconds in Paris. It'll be the first time all season she's been eased down, will be fresh coming into a race. I think we're going to see 48 seconds from Rashida. It could be enough for a medal. It also might land her in fourth, that tough, tough position that many Irish athletes are finishing at the Olympics. And then, I suppose, looking further ahead, the only other potential medal contender would be Ciara McGeehan. But we've a number of people
in the 1500 with Ciara, Sarah Healy, Sophie O'Sullivan as well. And then on the male side, we've a few entrants into the 1500. Andrew Coskren is in there. Luke McCann is in there. Cathal Doyle is in there. We've got entries in the 5,000 metres, and we've got other 400 metre runners like Sophie Baker and Charlene Maudsley. I mean, there's a lot to watch for us over the next couple of weeks.
There certainly will be. And for a lot of those athletes, the likes of Andrew Coskren, the likes of Sarah Healy, you know, their gold medal will be making the final. It would be a huge achievement. Same for Charlene Maudsley. And there are a certain number, and that is that can realistically contend for a medal. Mark English is another one who could well sneak into an 800 metre final. He comes in the form of his life, but only eight men in that final, of course. But yeah, in terms of then, I suppose the latter back end of the programme, Ciara McGeehan will be in the 1500 metre as well, spearheading the hopes there. But she finished 10th in Paris and 10th in Monaco recently. She had two subpar runs. They weren't awful. They just weren't what was needed to contend at this level. And she could unfortunately run the race of her life and finish 6th. So it's very, very hard to see Ciara getting a medal, but if she's in that final, of course, she'll have a chance.
And then there are other sports that we don't hear too much about, golf, for instance, and gymnastics and swimming and equestrian, all medal possibles.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking across the board. I do think Ireland is going to win 8 or 9 medals at these games. I don't think that's unrealistic, or, you know, it's not with the green tinted lens looking at it. It is looking at it objectively. You know, I think as the lads explained, we could get 2 or 3 from boxing, 2 or 3 from rowing. And then you're looking at swimming, of course. Daniel Whisson is favourite or joint favourite for both the 800 metres and 1500 metres. I mean, if he swims up to form, I think he'll definitely be on the podium in both of them, but that's obviously no guarantee at this level. In gymnastics, Rhys McClenaghan has won the last two world titles in the men's pommel horse. Obviously, extremely fine margins. He'll be going up against Max Whitlock there and trying to put the trauma, I suppose, of the Tokyo Olympics behind him. But if he performs the way he can, he should be on the podium there. And then, you know, there's a lot of talk about the equestrian show jumping team. Big win recently at the Nations Cup. Again, the standard will be tougher and it's fine margins, but they're very capable of getting the medal. And of course, the likes of Leona Maguire, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry in golf, if they get it right across that 4-day event, all capable of hitting
so,
the podium.
So much to look forward to, and it's in our time zone, so we don't have to get up in the middle of the night to watch these events. Anyway, looking forward to it enormously. Cathal Dennehy, freelance sports journalist, Kevin Byrne, chief boxing sub-editor at the Irish Sun, and Kieran McCarthy, sports editor at the Southern Star. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.